Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in our politics, and in the world around us. This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana, and I am joined by Mark.
Mark Wolfe, joining you from New York City.
How's the weather there, Mark?
Well, it's hot but pleasant.
Wonderful.
Hot and humid. Ann Ortley here
and
from New York. 904
over the weekend. Here. How wonderful.
But we had a rainstorm today, which dropped the temperature a bit, so that was helpful.
Yeah.
But 104, Heather, 104. We were hot.
Were hot. You were hopping. And how does it feel to be back in New York, Ann?
It's good. I'm settling back in. You know, it's interesting because my New York apartment's kind of very Virgo earthy, you know, and I was in an Aquarian Pisces moon apartment for a while. So I'm back kind of, everything's kind of cozy here. So it's a different feel. But it's good. I'm glad to be home. And I'm connecting with friends. That's the part I missed the most about being in Florida, was not being able to go out for dinner with people and hang out and do stuff.
I bet.
Although it's been a little hot to do stuff, but, you know, it's all good. So, yeah. Nice to be home.
Yes. And it's been, and I gather both of you have been watching some of the January 6th meetings,
hearings?
Trials.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are just astounding, aren't they?
Must see TV.
Especially that last
one.
Summary.
Yes, they do. They're doing a very good job about it. And I have to say, when the Josh Hawley thing went on, I was like laughing and I thought, now that was mean. But that was funny. That was mean, but that was funny. And I'm like,
and they
yeah.
have him so, waving at the audience.
Yeah.
And saying, you know, you go to the demonstrators, and then he's running from them later.
Yeah, yeah.
And
well, he's the one, you know, they yeah, it was the kind of thing, same thing with Al Gore, you know, when you have to have a protest of the election, you have to have somebody from the Senate and the House. And so when Al's case was decided by the Supreme Court, all the senators said no. You know, we're not going to support. So all these different groups from the Congress came forward and said, we're protesting. And Al Gore, as the president of the Senate, said, do you have a senator? And they all went, no. And he goes, your claim's dismissed. Your claim's dismissed. So Mitch McConnell had said to all of them, you know, don't join in. And Josh Hawley went, well, I'm going to. And then once he did, then a couple others like Ted Cruz did too. So it was interesting because he's the one that kind of started it on that level, you know, in the terms of delaying the hearings and stuff, so delaying the vote count. So, yeah, so it was interesting to watch. But
and,
I have to say.
And he was cheering on the crowd when he went into the Senate that day.
Yeah, come on in and beat us up. And then when they started, he took off, so. And he got all the papers in Missouri are writing nasty things about him too. So it's not just
interesting.
You know, on the the Missouri papers, including some of the conservative ones. And John Danforth, who was a very well respected senator. I have family in Missouri, and John Danforth, my aunt was a campaigner for him, and you know, he promoted Hawley. And when Hawley did the thing with the election, he was like, I made a big mistake, you know, because he's retired as the senator. He took over Danforth's seat. So. But yeah, and Danforth's actually organizing a group of conservative Republicans that are regular Republicans, like the kind my mother and father and my aunt and uncle and my aunt and uncle and my aunt and uncle are cloth coat Republicans, you know. So organizing a bunch of the cloth coat folk to say, hey, you know, we need to have good conservative values. This is not who we are. So,
there's a difference between conservative values and right-wing values. So he was born December 31st, 1979, and I don't have the time, but the chart that has his time gives him with an Aries, 8 degrees Aries rising, and mm-hmm. with a moon in Gemini, 19 degrees, so Neptune's been squaring his moon. He was born with a Mercury-Neptune conjunction in late Sagittarius, so Neptune's been squaring that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so many of the
and
ones
Jupiter,
that
Jupiter's stationing
got
on his, is mm-hmm. on Jupiter mm-hmm. stationing on that 8 degrees Aries, right?
Yep.
So, mm-hmm.
yep, and
yep.
squaring his sun at 9 cap.
Yeah.
So, you mm-hmm. know, sometimes you find yourself free. Freedom is, yeah, so that's
yeah.
going to be an interesting character to play with. And on the other side of that, it's interesting looking at Liz Cheney, born July 28, 1966, at 11:57 p.m. in Madison, Wisconsin, with a 6-degree Taurus rising and an Aries, I mean, Leo sun and moon at 5 degrees and 4 degrees, but Leo, and
which is where the new moon
her,
is this week. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, right on it. And the Venus at 9 degrees, Mars at 12, and Jupiter at 18, Cancer. So she has been through some very tough transits over the years, but they're moving
yes.
into a clearer place, and that Sagittarius moon of hers, that 29 Sagittarius, it's the last degree of Sagittarius. It, you know, has no doubt that it believes in speaking the truth. So
yep.
it's mm-hmm. been an interesting watching them all play out their roles. That new moon giving her strength on that Leo. She may look like a kind of a fairly sedentary Taurus rising, but, you know, that's a strong chart.
You don't get the bull mad. I just remember when Kevin McCarthy fired her, and I thought, oh, Kevin, bad error. You know, you keep your enemies closer. If you kept her in leadership,
right.
you could have
uh-huh.
muzzled her, but by firing her, you just set Darth Vader's daughter loose.
mm-hmm.
Stand back. And I remember casting a chart uh-huh. for when she got fired and she emerged from the Senate when she
uh-huh.
got the boot, or the Congress when she got the boot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, mm-hmm. nope, not good, Kev. Bad chart. You're in big trouble. So it's just really interesting.
But aren't
interesting.
You glad
the key
when they,
to all of our listeners,
yeah.
you know, is voting. And 73 mm-hmm. million people in the United States do not vote. And we see the importance of votes because votes matter, which is how Trump got three appointments to the Supreme Court. And
mm-hmm.
had the election gone another way, those seats would not be filled by conservatives taking away our rights. So it's really important. Everybody you know, and if you don't register to vote, but everybody you know, talk to them. Get them to register to vote. Massive
yep.
turnout. Who's
and,
helping you have
yep.
your freedom? Who's wanting to take away your rights? That's
There's
what
some really wonderful
as.
People coming in mm-hmm. to office.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Our Senate, Montana just got back a Senate, congressional seat that we had lost before because we went, but there's been so many people pouring into Montana, we now get a third seat. And it's going to be the Western Montana, which has two reservations and two universities on it. So that Ryan Zinke, who is just was in charge of the biggest giveaway of public land when he was in office, is running for the position. And the woman fighting him is a Sun-Mars conjunction in Taurus at 12 and 13 degrees, and Mercury in Aries and Moon in Scorpio. And boy, is she direct. And she's Montana
mm-hmm.
born and bred. She was an Olympian.
Mm-hmm.
She's a lawyer. And she is intelligent and goes out and meets people, you know, with that straightforward
mm-hmm.
handshake that Montanans really respect.
And she's got what in Taurus? So, you don't give away my land.
Sorry. Yeah, exactly. Sun and
yeah.
moon in Taurus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't give away my land.
Yeah, you do
and
not take
so,
away my land. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. So yeah. I have good hopes for her. I met her today, and I was just impressed with her straightforwardness and her desire to really work for the people and willing to go up and meet absolutely everybody. So
mm-hmm.
I liked her. And so I have hopes for the future. I think a lot of people start giving up and they read too many headlines and they forget to actually talk to their neighbors and find more hope. So
right. And
find
and we
people
have
that will encourage
for the next,
you.
Yeah, we have this Pluto transit for the next 2 years, so it's really important to remember it's a marathon, and we need to be conscious of what our vision is. Like, what is it we want our country to be like? Because by holding that vision, we work towards it, and we get it. Whereas if we are depressed or disillusioned or whatever, you know, you know how to go through Pluto transits. It's like being waterboarded, but you're not in the water the whole time. And when you get put in the cell, you recover, you know. And, you know, you do your Nelson Mandela, which is, okay, how do I stay alive in the cell? I forgive and I forget, and I go back in the waterboard, and I go, all right, I'm going to survive this because I'm going to emerge to say, hey, this is how we're supposed to go. So I think it's really important for everybody to put on their hat and their shield and pick up their sword in a nice way and say, hey, I'm fighting for truth and freedom and people being able to be free to choose their lives, their paths, their purpose. And that's what we were founded on, not this autocratic crap that you know, if you don't do it my way, you're killed. You know, it's like horrible.
But absolutely true. And so
marathon, not
a
sprint. Register to vote.
Yeah, and some of the more helpful things I see in that chart is transiting Saturn conjunct our progressed, the American charts, progressed moon in Aquarius and coming up the natal moon in Aquarius as well. So we're like taking things seriously. And this week, that very interesting Mars-Uranus North Node conjunction at 18 Taurus, which I see as the potential for positive change. And I see it, you know, it's going to be change. Yeah. It's going to be shifting. It could be a few fires. It could be some explosions. It could be finally we get around to dealing with climate shift. But it offers the opportunity for some radical shift in a good direction, which I think can be both personal and political. How do you see that conjunction, that really interesting conjunction? Anne?
Well, I went back and looked. I looked up when the last time Taurus was on the North Node, because, well, the conjunction happens every 19 years. It doesn't happen every 19 years in Taurus. So it was in March of 1855. The conjunction happened in March of 1855. Right? Pardon? Say again?
Was Mars there, too?
And it was, no, just Uranus on the North Node. I didn't look at Mars. But Uranus on the North Node, because that's big. You know, it's Uranus and Taurus. Taurus is changing structures. And what was happening in Missouri, again, the land of Josh Hawley, and the land of Dred Scott, the Dred Scott Division, Kansas and Nebraska were coming in as territories, and they were having a vote about pro-slave or anti-slave. And Missouri did not want three states surrounding it that were anti-slavery because Missouri was a slave-holding state. So they passed, they had this thing, they had a vote where everybody from Missouri crossed across the river, the Mississippi River, and voted. And it caused a pro-slavery election. But the holding was the territories, you didn't have to live there, you just had to show up and vote. So they had voter fraud, they had stolen election, the pro people got in, and they were all mad, and then then they voted against it, and then because they weren't a state yet, the president of the United States said it was illegal, called them treasonous, called the abolitionists treasonous, the people that voted after the pro-slavery won, and then, you know, was a big fight, and then, you know, led shortly thereafter to the Civil War. But I thought it was interesting that we have Uranus, we have Josh Hawley running, we have the protests, and we're back in Missouri, and that's where the Mars-Uranus North Node goes through. It goes right through Missouri, right through the middle of the country when it's in astrocartography. So, yeah, so 1855.
Yeah,
I was like,
and
wow,
I see
it was
how
whole,
rarely...
like, Googled, I Googled March 1985, and up pops this Kansas... Nebraska-Missouri war over slave or no slave. Yeah.
And it looks like the last time all three of them were conjunct. No, I'm going to have to take that back. I'm going to have to do some more research on finding when all three of them were conjunct because it has been a very long time. So and that the symbolism for that is you know there's going to be change. Uranus and Mars conjunct every couple of years. But conjunct in Taurus and conjunct in Taurus and the North Node, the place that we are working towards, a place that calls us, a place that's not familiar yet, but it's where our future
yes.
beckons is a really yes. interesting conjunction. So for all of
yes.
us, how can we use this time between now and next Tuesday,
April 3rd,
exact on Monday,
mm-hmm.
to choose what positive changes we want in our life and in our community?
Right. And the other end of it goes through Moscow.
Really interesting.
The other end of this, the descendant, goes through Moscow. The Mars-Uranus North Node. So that'll be interesting. Through Moscow and then down through
that's where
the
South
the
Node
Middle
is?
East. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, the North Node.
The North
Astrocartography,
Node.
Where it's setting. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And through the Antarctica. So we'll probably have an ice shelf fall off or something like that. Because it is some kind
of
change
ones.
In the land, you know. A lot of times Uranus on the node is an earthquake. So,
right.
You know, Iran, it goes through Iran, Iraq, comes down through Moscow, and then through the Middle East. So,
I believe there has been recently a major shelf. Yep, Mark?
Those guys refer to Saturn. They're squaring Saturn, too.
And how do you see that square to Saturn jumping in?
It's Uranus with Mars squaring Saturn is disruption to the establishment.
Yeah.
Whether that's in terms of geography or politics.
Yeah.
And that's going to be interesting.
The structures. Yeah, we're going to change the structures. We need them to be different. Yep.
So that
and then
new
the
moon
this week
to
is nice too because it's a sun moon in Leo and moon's out of bounds, but it's also trine to the stationing Jupiter. Jupiter's stationing in Aries, so it kind of says, you know, we've been in pilot season for the new 12 years, and now Jupiter's stopping and going retrograde until December 21st when it goes again into Aries. But it's really saying, okay, so what have you thought about the what you started? Is it good? Do you like it? Do you want to change it? How do you want to change it? So it's a nice opportunity for us to reset and reframe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
And
juicy new moon.
Juicy new moon. And, you know, again, supporting Liz Cheney and the changes that she's making this year, which is interesting. So during today, Venus squares Jupiter, giving us lots of energy and focus on the emotional content of things.
Yep.
Mercury squares Mars on the 26th, and it squares Uranus on the 28th, because Mars and Uranus are approaching a conjunction. And then it opposes Saturn. So it looks like this week there may be some upsets or discomforts or neurological that causes us to put some work in towards the end of the week and feel like we have to make things happen. Then Jupiter turns retrograde on the 28th. What do you feel about Jupiter retrograding, you two? Mark,
you want to go?
How do you feel about Jupiter retrograde?
Especially when it's in Aries, it's a chance to look at how each of us uses Jupiter.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been using Jupiter going forward. Now it pauses and backs up and gives us a chance to see where we find growth, where we find expansion. And being an Aries, it's about how it works for me.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much
everyone
around me. If it works for me, then I can contribute based on what Jupiter brings me. So that happens this week. This week is a good week to pay attention to exactly what it is that allows you to grow and make positive contributions.
That's
and go
good.
And do them.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
so we've
really
got 11 minutes. Let's take a caller or two. Yeah, and were you saying, Anne, one more time?
It speaks to positive expansion, I think. Positive
Wonderful.
Change. Yep.
Positive change, positive expansion.
And we just heard that Mike Pence's chief of staff was in front of the grand jury with the Justice Department. So.
Expansion, positive changes, wonderful.
Talking, we're talking, you know.
They notice that, and questions of honesty seem to be showing up left and right, and I'm wondering if that's part of Jupiter and Aries, too. Ryan Zinke, who's, you know, was the former Secretary of the Interior, is told everybody he was investigated, and they dropped all charges. That's not true. He was not found innocent of those charges. They just decided it was not for them to prosecute, so they didn't prosecute him because there's a lot of people ahead of him in the line, but he was not found innocent of, you know, using his position inappropriately. So it's an interesting, we'll see a lot of that, I think, coming up. Just new ways of honesty comes out. So let's give this a call. Hello, area code 530-307. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, I was born June 26, 1959 in Los Angeles, California at 8:18 p.m.
And you said Los Angeles?
Yes.
And it was June 25th, 1959?
June 26th, 26.
Okay, yeah.
Wonderful. And so what's your question, and how can we help you?
I'm just getting off of getting over a long rehab from being down for the last 8 months and getting back to work, and I was just wanted to see what you thought about my future.
You know, you've been through so many changes this year. It looks like that rehab was part of it. Your progressed moon just recently passed over your sun, and it's been going through your house of health for the last 2 years. And it goes into your, and it gets out of your house of health in about 2 months. So it may be a real change, a chance for you to do something other than recover, because it looks like recovery has been at the top of the list. I would say that you also have to be careful for the next 2 years. Next year, I mean, just not overdo it, because Neptune will still be going back and forth over your natal moon, you know, giving you a chance to dream and to be open and to use all kinds of subtle healing skills, but you may still feel a little vulnerable and a little under the weather. So your progressed sun is coming, pulling away from a conjunction to Pluto, where it was exact about a year and a half to 2 years ago, and that's often a huge turning point in people's lives. So there's so many things that say you're leaving the tough aspects in the dust, but it's going to be a while that you need to still be careful. What do you see,
Anne? That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would echo that. And also this week, because you have that natal Mars Uranus in your chart that we were just talking about, that Mars Uranus is taking place at the edge of your fourth into fifth house. So you want to, you know, if you just went back to work, just recognize you can feel like I'm, you know, I'm running, I have energy, but then I run out of energy. You know, it's kind of like, you know, deflating your tire. And so really being conscious about, you know, good self-care, especially if you're just back at work, because you have the natal Mars Uranus, but it also does herald, go back, you're ready to go back, because they're starting a new two-year cycle, too. When they meet up, and you natally have Mars just past your Uranus, and it's on a world point, you know, so this is really helpful for you to go, okay, I'm having a natal excitation, which says normally that Mars and Uranus is a very, you know, it's one of your superpowers or one of your super strengths, because Mars, Uranus, and Venus are all together, and they're kind of like a little fiery butt of things. You know, they kind of get everything ruling. So I think it's a really good sign that you're having that Mars, Uranus on your node, because it's saying, okay, you're ready, go back, you're going to be good. But Jupiter stationing on your south node in the third, right? So your south node's at 8 of Aries, so Jupiter's stopping on there. So just really be conscious of, you know, I can't push too far too fast, because you're going to go along, and then it's like your energy's going to drop. And that's okay. That's part of what you're recovering from, but I do think it looks really positive. Mark, what do you think?
And you're one of those charts where you have to be very careful of other people, especially your friends, because you'll get really enthusiastic with your friends about, well, this is a good idea. And halfway through the plan, you realize this is not a good idea. And so spend some time assessing situations and if each brings out that's other than you, and make the relationships count for that.
Yep.
I had a hard time understanding what you're saying. It was all muffled. Did you say to be careful around my friends?
Yeah,
or
be careful how you choose your friends. And, you know, each of your
how
friends
I view them?
Out of part of them. Yeah.
Just to say, I think
how
you can overextend yourself. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah. Yeah, and you can get really enthusiastic about going along with ideas that your friends bring in. And you get caught up in it. Halfway through whatever the project is, you realize this is not such a good idea. So
oh, I see.
You want to find, you want to be able to assess as they go along, see with each of these friends, are they bringing out something that's helpful for you or from you? In other words, is this friend bringing out the best side of you?
It sounds like what one of the things I hear him saying is, you know, you've got that wonderful Venus-Mars-Uranus conjunction in Leo that can really go gung-ho when you get excited about something. But that sensitive Pisces moon that needs you to go slowly and gently. And your friends can be the trigger for, you know, when people tell you to work too hard, you got it. You know what to do. But when your friends say, hey, let's go do this, and especially if you've been recovering and you haven't been out and been sociable, you may overdo it. So really check in with your body, not just your enthusiasm, not just your heart, but check in. Is my body up for this? If it is, then let's go. If it's not, how do I really pay attention to my sensitivity?
Yeah, I have been checking in with that because I don't really want to be out and about right now anyway. Just I've been just like going through walks through this meadow and maybe getting together with one friend just to do things like that because like I'm just being really cautious about my recovery and I'm only going back to work part-time. And because like I need to go back slowly. So,
yeah.
But I just wanted to see what, you know, it looked like for me. Like, you know, if I do follow those suggestions that I'll be looking good.
Yeah, no, it looks very positive. And certainly that sun off your Pluto, you know, because that was in the eighth house. That was a really hard transit. And that was last year, you know, was the peak of it. And then, of course, it went into Pluto. Your natal Pluto was 3 years ago. So the last, you know, there were 2 years of really being hanging out with Pluto heavy duty. And now you're leaving him behind, which is always good because it gives you that sense of, oh, I did this. I'm good to go now. So that part's really positive. So I wouldn't worry. A lot of times when you've had an illness or something like that, you're a little trepidatious, like, can I actually do it? And I think you'll find, you know, if you really do really good self-care, that'll help. And remember, you know, you're a Pisces moon, and the only planet you have in your first quadrant is the moon. So you're very absorptive of other people's energies. And if you haven't been out and about much, it can be a little hard. Because you just, you know, you don't have your net, even what you used to be used to with your normal barriers are very low right now because the Neptune's on your moon. So,
and
like we're at the
COVID
end of our time.
Around.
Good luck, Madeira. We're at the end of our time.
Thank you so much.
And
okay.
I appreciate you so
Heather,
much. Thank you so much.
Wonderful and really good luck. This is
Thank
Heather
you.
Rowan Robbins saying good night from and good luck and think of positive changes from Ronan, Montana. And Mark?
Mark Wolf, signing off from New York City.
And
Ann Ortley here on the Upper East Side and sitting in front of my air conditioner in my underwear. It's a wonderful thing. And to the heat. We love the heat. But be... beware, you know, be conscious, be paying attention to the news you hear. It's very important. The stuff that comes in now is really going to give you a lot of guidance over the next chapter. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wonderful. You take care.
Okay.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.